What is up, Moncton? Welcome to another edition of the Moncton Wildcast. This time it's a Memorial Cup edition of the Moncton Wildcast podcast. I am your host, Adam Lund. Man, this thing has gone on for 4 days and it's getting better with every game. It's like I said, it's fantastic hockey. It always is this time of the year, and you know, let's just get cracking on it. To update the standings after four games, each team's played two. The Acadie Bathurst Teton are 2-0. The Regina Pats and the Hamilton Bulldogs are both 1-1. And the Broncos of Swift Current are 0-2. How did they get there? Let's quickly recap all four games so far. So the first one kicked off on Friday night. It was the host Regina Pats taking on the Hamilton Bulldogs. This one was a bit of a nail biter for the Pats fans. They were outplayed for most of the first period, let's be honest, and which is always kind of tough when you're the host team. There's a lot of pressure being the host team in the Memorial Cup style jerseys and the celebration and everything, and the first team you play can come in loose and just kind of play their game, and they didn't, and they got out to a 1-0 lead. But Sam Steele got the hometown building rocking about 19 seconds into the second period. And from there, it just kept building for him. It was back and forth. You know, they were tied going into the third. Both goalies, whether it was Paddock or Felcher, made some big saves to keep the game tied. And Nick Henry was the hero, taking a puck that was in the slot and firing it top shelf in amongst bodies to send the Pats home with a 3-2 victory. Game two is Saturday, and this was what I said was going to be a Memorial Cup Finals preview, and it was everything you wanted in a goaltending matchup. It was Skinner versus Fitzpatrick. I thought it'd be a little bit more low scoring, but you know, even at 4-3, great saves by both goaltenders to hold their teams in. Special teams was the big story in this one. Again, I talked about it in the last series in the Q finals. Acadie Bathurst just doesn't have a power play when they're away from the KC Irving Center. And they went 0-for-4 on the power play. But what they did do was, again, they scored two shorthanded goals, and that was the difference. I mean, they tied it up 5 minutes into the third on one of those shorthanded. So, yeah, they may take penalties, and you may try to get the momentum, but they're gonna grab it right back, and they did. And the third period is back and forth. A couple posts were hit, big saves by both Skinner and Fitzpatrick. But on the third shot in overtime, Murphy was the hero for the Q champs and the Acadie Bathurst Teton, getting their first victory 4-3. Skinner, again, you'll hear me in a little bit. He was the story of that game, 35 of 39 shots. The Pats Teton on Sunday, this was high score and this was high drama. The Teton got down early, like 13 seconds in early. But the Pats just couldn't capitalize on that momentum. And the Teton scored three times in less than 2 minutes in that first period. It was 3-1. And they didn't stop there. The second was more of the same. They scored another three. It was 6-2. And the biggest goal of the hockey game was the seventh goal and the first shot on the brand new goalie. And why was it the biggest goal of the game? Because the Pats didn't quit. They kept rolling, kept steaming back, and they scored the next four. So with 3 minutes left, the score is now 7-6. So how big was that insurance goal? A seventh goal in a 7-2 hockey game isn't generally the biggest one, but this one was. So, but they couldn't complete the comeback, and the Acadie Bathurst Titan withstood it, got an empty netter, and they moved to 2-0 with an 8-6 victory. Last night, Bulldogs and the Swift Current Broncos, this was the Stuart Skinner show. He was dialed in from puck drop. The only problem was he couldn't score the goals. He stopped 54 or 56 shots in a 2-1 loss. And let's be honest, the one that beat him wasn't a shot. The guy kind of fanned on it. It fluttered. I mean, when you're a goalie, you're coming across, you're expecting that shot. It fluttered. That was the difference. The Broncos, they gotta flip this around real quick, and the remedy might be playing the Pats in a playoff rematch. But you know, they've now fallen to 0-2, and they're in a must win, while the Bulldogs are 1-1 and have a shot to go right to the finals. But right now, I told you I was gonna have a special guest, so without further ado, my special guest.
With me today, he's my first guest on the podcast. It's David Kelly. You know him better probably from Twitter and seeing his shirts everywhere, Team DK. How's it going tonight, David?
Great, thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. I moved out here in February, as I repeatedly say, and I found your stuff and found your story quite interesting. So if you would, for some of the listeners that don't know, and to refresh for myself, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I've been with the Seahawks since inaugural season in 2005. Before that, I spent 9 years of pro hockey between the American League and then 5 years in Europe.
Wow.
And then more recently, we've been in the news for our fight against cancer loss for 4 years.
Right. And that inspired the monkey band-aids, correct?
Yeah, my nephew came to the hospital when I was in the hospital last October 2016. It was Halloween weekend, and he came in dressed as a doctor and had a band-aid by boo-boo, and somehow the band-aid actually worked, and we went from being told we wouldn't walk out of the hospital to came back work a few months later. So the band-aid worked, and we've turned it into a fundraiser to give back to the oncology department at the hospital in St. John.
That's pretty, like, it's amazing, the innocence of kids just putting a band-aid on, and it's turned in. I'm standing, sitting here talking to you, and you're doing great things with just a simple band-aid.
Yeah, we were lucky it was a generic monkey band-aid, not, I'm glad it wasn't Minions or something, because
Yeah, or
if 2030 would have, and we wouldn't have been able to make t-shirts. So the way that it worked out is pretty amazing, and we're real appreciative of how much support's been given.
Yeah, and speaking of that support, every time I log on Twitter and check things, I see a new shirt with a new person in a new country. How many countries are you up to now?
I think we're 17 or 18 countries, and you know, we've had some NHL players and guys like Mary Lemieux and guys like that, country singer Paul Brandt, and people like that have supported it, and it's been amazing to see it kind of, it's gone way, way bigger than we had ever thought it would, and it's great to raise awareness about the oncology department and obviously to raise funds for them.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking with, like, former NHL players, and now we've got, I look, noticing that you've been part of a few Memorial Cups, and we're into that wonderful time of year. Just talk about a little bit about your experience in the MasterCard Memorial Cup, just how hard it is for a team to get there, and then what it's like to go from 7-game series to a 1-game tournament kind of situation.
Yeah, it's until you're there, you don't really understand the pressure there is, and obviously, you know, every NHL GM is there, and the scouts are there, you know, big crowds, and you're playing the best against the best, and, you know, three teams have won championships to get there, and you've gone through the grind of four playoff series, and, you know, the host team is, you know, sometimes they're the champ, but the pressure that they go through throughout the year, knowing that they're going to be there, you know, the magnifying glass that the players are underneath, and it's tough to win, because it's, you know, it's one off, and you know, it's one player has an off night, and you're behind the eight ball, and then they're playing on the tiebreak game,
and then it's really
you could have a hot goalie, and you could have a hot goalie, and end up winning your for doing at the bye to the finals. If Swift Current had won last night, Bathurst would have got the bye to the finals. So, you know, you're reliant on the teams, but you take care of your own business and hope that the other teams win and lose these as you need them to. And so you need a lot of luck on your side once you get there.
For sure. Well, I really thank you for joining me. And people can, where can people get your shirts and hats and toques and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, our website is www.teamdk.ca, and we just launched our new logo. We sold over 1,000 of the Band-Aid t-shirts, so we've come up with a new logo to keep things fresh. And we just launched them last week and just put them on the website actually today, so we're excited about those and hope to see those in countries 19 and then 20 and as many as we can get.
And beyond, yeah, no, that's really cool. And it's expanded so much, you've got a new logo and a retro logo, so people got to buy the new logo, right?
Yeah, well, that's the, you know, the more money we can raise for the oncology department, the better. So, you know, we were looking to wrap them up after the original logo, but you know, it's got so much attention, and you know, Hulk Hogan got a couple shirts for himself, so stuff like that. It's kind of, you know, it's caught a life of its own and keeps rolling, and so it's tough to shut it down when stuff like that's happening, and
especially, you know, for a great cause.
Continue to raise money. It's for a great cause. You know, they've helped save my life, and to be able to give back to them. And, you know, saying thank you never seems like enough. So to be able to give back to them and help towards their education fund is means a lot to my family and myself.
That's awesome. Well, again, I thank you very much. I knew to the Maritimes, but I followed your story right away because I saw it everywhere. So you're an inspiration to a lot of us, and I thank you for taking some time out of your day to join me.
Yeah, thanks, and welcome to Runswick.
Thank you.
That was my quick little interview with David Kelly. He's been to the Memorial Cup 3 times. They won in 2011 with the St. John Sea Dogs. And Memorial Cup time, I figured I'd chat with him a little bit on his story and what he's doing just to inspire everybody. And I want to thank him for that. So again, my name is Adam. I am the host of the Moncton Wild Cast. You can follow me on Twitter at Moncton Wild Cast, or you can follow me on Facebook by the same name. And again, go to teamdk.ca, get your monkey shirts, your monkey band-aids, your monkey toques. Just support a great cause. I will see you guys probably Friday as we break down either the tiebreaker or set up the semifinal matchup. Have a good night.